Let's go to the discovery worksheet. So if you go over to bonus courses, worksheets, and more, you will see, would you just look at how pretty it is? Mama has been working, bitches. Just saying. All right, we're going to go down to the bottom. We still have a few things we have to tweak on this page, but we're working on it. Let's see. Where is discovery worksheet? So it's down here. So if you click on that, I want to go over it real quick tonight, and then we're going to coach on anyone who wants to get coached on recovery worksheets and discovery worksheets. So this is now going to be part of what we call phase one of No BS, and this is like a lesson on the bullshit that we think about. So first thing is just the facts, no bullshit thinking. So you're not allowed to put adjectives, and you're not allowed to put, you know, like I over ate. No, we're going to put, what did you eat? We're going to be specific, and we're not going to have our waste of time judgments going in there. So the reason why I have this question here for you is because very often you guys want to just say overeat, binge, ate a lot of food, all that stuff I ate Monday night. That doesn't cut it anymore. The reason why we want to have just the facts, we want to know, like, what did you specifically eat? Because sometimes your brain, when it thinks I ate too much, I overate, it, like, that statement in itself is so loaded with judgment that you can't really separate out from what you ate. So the reason why we do this is it's so important for you to put, like, I ate, you know, 14 Oreos, you know, cheese dip with, you know, a bag of Doritos and something else. Because your thoughts about that will be very different than your thoughts of big ass binge. All right. Then before moving on to the next question, you agree that the shame train is over. We're going to work on solving the problem. So I put this in here on purpose so that you guys could always think, all right, I am not allowed to be shaming myself and doing the doo-doo train. Like, the whole point of this worksheet is to get out of that so we can get to the problem-solving phase. If you're going to be shaming and stuff, you need to go do a thought download and you need to go do models on getting over the overeat. The discovery worksheet is for you to discover what to do next, what to do with this valuable information. I had an overeat. It's already happened. The best way for me to be thinking about it is, all right, what's next? How can we learn from this? So we're going to go to the section called Finding the Patterns. Want to know where you were. Guys, how often do I keep telling you? We have to know what are our distinct patterns. So where were you? What time was it? What was going on around you when you ate? And then we ask the question, is this a pattern? If so, what pattern are you seeing? Oh, it's almost always 8 o'clock at night. I'm sitting in my favorite chair. Next thing I know, I'm wanting to eat all the things. That's a pattern. So one of your solutions could be later on in the worksheet, I don't sit in that chair at night anymore. It's no different. I want to tell you guys this. I just thought of this as an example. When Logan was a year old, I weaned him. And I had went to Vegas. And I came home, and I was only in Vegas for like 3 days in like total meltdown mode. Like, I cried. I flew home without Chris. That's how bad it was. He was at a convention, and I was just beside myself. This was before I started losing weight. Like, this was part of that rock bottom. So I get home just knowing that Logan was going to be like, oh my God, my mother, I need a boob right now. We were busy playing. He didn't want the boobie. And let me just tell you, I was in such the throes of just bullshit thinking back then that I was like, oh no, if you weren't missing me that bad as mama was missing you, these shits are done. Like, I'd already been away from him for 3 days, so I was really struggling to keep it going anyway. So I noticed we had this one green chair that was in our living room, and that was the nursing chair, and that was the one I could get comfortable in. So that's the only place I really ever nursed him when I was downstairs. Well, if I sat in that chair, guess what? He would come like, wanting boob every single time. And it took about 4 times of him having a fit for boobies for me to realize to quit sitting in that damn chair. That was like a cue for him to eat, to want to nurse. So I stopped sitting in the chair for weeks. And when I didn't sit in the chair, it didn't cue him like, oh, that's where I'm supposed to nurse my mama. Oh, that's where I'm supposed to nurse my mama. And it made weaning him so much easier. It is the same thing when we're going to wean ourselves off of our urges. Don't go sit in your big, fat, comfy chair where you do your nursing all the time. All right. So the next question is, if you had to guess, why did you eat? Are you stuck at I don't know? Because if you are, you just take a guess. The reason why I put the word guess in there is because I want you to quit saying, I don't know why I'm overeating. I don't know what's wrong with me. That's bullshit. Take wild guesses. What's the worst thing that's going to happen? That you're wrong about your binge as to why you're doing it? Take a million guesses. Eventually, you'll come up on the right thing. I'd rather you be guessing than sitting around acting like a helpless victim to them. So you can use prompts like, maybe I was thinking, maybe I was feeling. Things to try next time. Take a look at why you overate and what was going on around you. If you could do it over again, what could you think differently? These are very valuable questions. This is just like coming up with, oh, I'm not going to sit in that chair anymore. Oh, I'm not going to do this anymore. And then list three things you are willing to do differently and put into action. And on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being I'm all in, no matter what, write how committed you are to trying what you come up with. The reason why I put that in there is because a lot of times you guys will put in some bullshit things you're willing to try and you never try them because they're just too hard. I want you to think about, in the moment of your urges, in the moment of your wanting to binge and your overeats, what would you be willing to try in that moment? Don't be sitting like over here 3 days later processing with your Marco Polo posse and y'all come up with something that you all like did a, you know, line of blow to come up with. Figure out, what would I literally be willing to do in that moment? And then come up with it. And then the reason why is I want you doing this three things. This is to challenge your brain to start thinking, to start thinking, to start thinking, to quit ruminating. This whole discovery worksheet is about getting you future focused. Where are we going? What are we going to work on? What are we going to think and do next time? It's taking you out of all of the shame. It's just like, guys, you've got thought downloads and models. You can sit there and you can work on your bullshit shame all you want, or you can just be like, no, I want to solve this. The best way to solve this is to challenge my brain to look for my patterns, to look for my solutions, and to come up with one reason why I may have done this. Why did I decide to eat? And most of the time, guys, like I say, it is all about, you usually just want it. You just want it right then. You don't want to sit there and think about wanting it. You don't want to sit there and not have it. You don't want to sit there and feel a racing heart and breathing and all the things. I've also put on the website, guys, a new tool for you. It is an urge, walkthrough process. I'll show you that in just a second too. So let's get real. You said yes to this overeat. What are the three things that you said no to? I want you to really, this is where we start making a painful tie to the overeat. So a lot of you just beat yourself up, but what you're not doing is like the overeat itself is a reward for giving in to a want or a desire or that urge, right? So what we want to do is, one of the best ways for your brain to like figure out to quit doing that is it needs to make the process a little painful. So I want you to remind yourself like, oh my gosh, so if I'm going to eat and I'm going to binge, it's like I'm going to have to say no to these things. Like, I'm probably not going to sleep well tonight. Probably going to have the heartburn. When you do this worksheet like this, in the moment, it's going to be easy to come up with this. It's this let's get real part is not so that in the moment of the urge that it's going to make it easy to say no. But after you do this enough times, that unconscious thought will be back there now. And it will be able to be playing with the unconscious desire also. All right. And then write three reasons why you will keep going on your weight loss journey no matter what. It's really important for you guys, in my opinion, that every time you have an overeat that you do this worksheet. Not only is it helping you problem solve and really identify things and then show you the cost that you're like paying to overeat, but this is probably one of the most important questions. This ties you to, we have to keep going. So why am I going to keep going? It will be so much easier to have like one thought of just quitting. It's not worth it. It's too hard. I must be so broken and everything. We have to teach our brain to think about where we're going, where we're going, where we're going as often as we possibly can. So this is the enhanced version. I think this is the best version of Overeat worksheets that we have had ever in PNP. I'm so glad we have it. Guys, this does not mean the old recovery worksheet will not work. So if you printed 5,000 of them things and you have them spiral bound and stuff, you can still use them. But this one is also on the website for you. So don't think that the old one doesn't work. We got too many people that have lost all kinds of weight using the old one too.